You know that feeling, right? Scattered, maybe a bit distracted, always sort of reaching for your phone or the next thing. That struggle to really focus on what you need to do. If that sounds familiar, well, you're definitely not alone. Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're jumping into something called the dopamine detox. It's an idea from a personal development coach, Thibaut Marus, who thinks it might be a key to getting our focus back. We're looking at excerpts from a short-form overview of his book, Dopamine Detox. It's the first in his productivity series. So our mission today, to really unpack what Marus is saying, figure out how dopamine actually works, and maybe how it's working against us now, and find some practical ways to reclaim that focus, boost productivity. We're aiming for those aha moments, you know, to help navigate this very stimulating world we live in. Ready. Okay, so first things first, dopamine. We usually hear it called the pleasure chemical, like eat chocolate, get dopamine, feel good. Simple. But Maurice argues that's not quite right, is it? He suggests we're kind of missing the point there.
That's exactly his core argument. Yeah, the pleasure chemical idea is super common, but he says it's a fundamental misunderstanding. Marus clarifies dopamine isn't the feeling of pleasure itself.
Oh, okay. So what is it then?
It's more like the chemical cue for reward-seeking behavior. It's the motivation, the drive, the anticipation that pushes you to go get the reward. Think of it as the engine, not the destination feeling. Dopamine does a lot of the brain, sure, motor control, other things, but Marus is really zeroing in on its role in motivation. It gets you going, basically.
Not the prize, but the wanting of the prize.
Exactly. That distinction is crucial. It changes how we think about why we do things.
That makes a lot more sense, actually. It's about the seeking, the desire, and evolutionarily, that must have been vital, right?
Oh, absolutely vital. Think about our ancestors. Dopamine motivated them to, find food, seek partners, build shelters, stay safe. Without that internal push, that reward for seeking things essential for survival, we probably wouldn't be here. It was a powerful, beneficial system.
But now, Marie says that same system has a dark side. Because our world is just so different, so much media, constant stuff.
Precisely. He points out that today we're bombarded with passive entertainment, social media, video games, endless streams. These things trigger dopamine release, but often without much real effort or, frankly, tangible benefit compared to finding food or shelter. This leads to what he calls sensory overload. Our brains are constantly getting these seek reward signals for things that are easy to get and maybe not that fulfilling.
It sounds less like an accident and more like design. Maurice talks about tech companies, right? The platforms like TikTok, Instagram, how they use dopamine to steal your focus.
Yeah, he really digs into that. It's quite deliberate, according to him. These companies know your attention equals money. So as you scroll, just the anticipation, there's that word again of a like a comment, something new that hits the dopamine button. It makes you want to keep scrolling, keep seeking that little hit. It becomes this really powerful, addictive cycle.
A feedback loop designed to keep you hooked.
Exactly. It taps right into that primal reward-seeking drive.
Wow. Okay, so you're stuck in this loop. What does that actually do to us? How does this constant seeking create that sensory overload you mentioned?
Well, the problem is adaptation. When your brain gets hit with dopamine triggers, constantly pings, notifications, new posts, it starts to tune it out. It builds a tolerance. So over time, you need more stimulation, brighter lights, louder sounds, metaphorically speaking, just to get the same dopamine release, the same feeling of engagement.
So your baseline shifts. You need more just to feel normal.
That's the essence of sensory overload. Your brain's been rewired in a way to expect and crave constant high levels of input.
I think we can all relate to that feeling, like needing something more engaging all the time. And the impact on focus must be huge.
Oh, it's profound. You start finding low stimulation activities incredibly boring.
Like reading a book or doing focused work.
Exactly. Things that require sustained concentration become really difficult. Even just a quiet conversation can feel dull. And critically, it undermines your ability to do the deep work needed for long-term goals. Your brain wants the quick hit, not the slow burn.
That really paints a picture. We're kind of training ourselves out of the ability to focus deeply. So, Maurice's answer to this is the dopamine detox. What exactly is it? What's the main goal?
He defines it pretty clearly. It's the intentional elimination of activities that trigger dopamine. The specific purpose is to decrease that sensory overload we talked about, and the ultimate goal, to get back control over your focus so you can actually direct your energy towards things that matter to you, your goals.
Okay, but it's interesting. He apparently says the name dopamine detox is a bit of a misnomer. It's not really about getting rid of dopamine itself.
No, exactly. He acknowledges that. It's not like you have too much dopamine sloshing around. The issue is that your brain has become desensitized to it because of the constant stimulation.
Huh.
So it needs more and more input to even feel engaged. That makes everyday tasks, meaningful work, feel flat and unmotivating.
So the detox isn't about draining the dopamine. It's about resetting the brain's sensitivity, lowering that threshold for what feels engaging again.
Precisely. It's about recalibrating.
Yeah.
So the question becomes, how do we actually do that?
Right. And Maris offers two main ways, two models for this detox. Let's talk about the first one, the total detox. Sounds intense.
It is pretty intense, yeah.
Yeah.
The total detox means cutting out basically all major dopamine-inducing activities for a short burst, usually 24 or maybe 48 hours. The idea is a hard reset, really drop your overall stimulation level significantly to let your brain kind of breathe.
And he's specific about what goes right, like no internet browsing, no TV, no music.
Mm-hmm. No phone use, no social media, no drugs or alcohol, even cutting out sugar and highly processed foods.
Wow. And even over-exercising. That's surprising.
Yeah. Anything that gives a strong reward hit. The goal is to minimize those external triggers dramatically.
Yeah.
And instead, you'd focus on really low stimulation things.
Like what can you do?
Things like journaling, maybe taking a quiet walk, some gentle stretching, meditation. Activities that allow your mind to be calm, not constantly seeking input. It lets the prefrontal cortex, your focus center, rest and reset, basically. It helps dial down that craving for external hits.
Okay. A full system reboot. That sounds challenging, but potentially powerful. What about the other option? The limited detox or partial detox?
Right. The limited detox is less drastic, but still effective. Here, you identify your single biggest source of problematic dopamine triggers.
Your main distraction.
Exactly. Could be a specific website, maybe YouTube, or one particular app like Instagram, or maybe it's sugary snacks.
Yep.
And you eliminate just that one thing, but for a longer period. Mary suggests trying it for, say, 30 days.
Ah, okay. So target your personal kryptonite.
Pretty much. It decreases external stimulation in a more focused way, and it's often easier for people to stick with initially.
That makes sense. Choose your battle. So whether you go all in or take the targeted route, making it actually work is key. Maurice has a three-step process for success.
Yes, a very practical approach.
Mm.
Step one is identify your addictive activities. He asks you to be really honest. What things do you feel like you can't imagine going without?
Oof. That's a tough question.
It is, but those are likely your biggest dopamine triggers, the things your brain is most hooked on. So self-awareness first.
Okay, step one. Identify the problem behavior. What's step two?
Step two is create barriers. Make those addictive activities harder to do.
Friction, like leaving your phone in another room.
Exactly. Or using an app blocker. Even a small obstacle can break that automatic habit loop. It's about environmental design, not just pure willpower.
Make the bad habit harder and maybe make the good habit easier, like putting workout clothes out.
Precisely. Reduce friction for what you want to do, increase it for what you want to avoid.
Makes sense. And the third step.
Start your day without stimulation. This is a big one for him. Create a morning routine that prioritizes focus before you hit your brain with emails, news, or social media.
Like what kind of things?
Maybe just two or three low stimulation activities right when you wake up. 5 minutes of quiet breathing, light stretching, maybe just planning your day on paper. It sets a calm, intentional tone instead of starting the day already chasing the next hit.
Okay, that sounds doable. Identify, create barriers, start calm. But what about after the detox period? It seems so easy to just slide back, right? The world doesn't change.
Absolutely. Mary definitely acknowledges that. Avoiding backsliding is crucial. He has advice for that too. First, and this is key, be kind to yourself. Seriously, the world is designed to grab your attention. It's tough. Don't beat yourself up over slip-ups. Aim for progress, not perfection.
That's good advice. What else?
Second, practice self-awareness. Keep noticing. Pay attention when those old habits start creeping back in. Not judging, just noticing.
Like an early warning system.
Exactly. So you can gently redirect yourself before you're fully back in the old pattern.
And the third point for staying on track. Something about present-mindedness.
Yes, cultivate present-mindedness. This means finding ways to connect with the here and now without needing constant external input. He suggests things like mindfulness practice, more stretching or walking, having real focused conversations.
Or even just being bored. He actually recommends that.
He does. Letting yourself be bored without immediately reaching for your phone is actually really restorative for your brain. It allows for deeper thought, creativity, and it rebuilds your tolerance for lower levels of stimulation. It helps you find satisfaction internally again.
Being bored as a feature, not a bug. I like that. So, okay, the detox helps you feel less scattered, maybe appreciate quiet moments more. But the ultimate point, Maurice connects it all back to productivity, doesn't he? Getting things done.
That's the end game, yes. The whole point of regaining focus is to apply it to achieving your long-term goals and boosting your productivity. To make that happen after the detox, he emphasizes three pillars: stay focused, be consistent, and prioritize.
Okay.
And his practical method for this involves a daily schedule, a very specific one.
How does that work?
Each day, write down just 3 to 5 main tasks you want to accomplish. Then number them by importance. 1, 2, 3.
Right.
Then you work only on task number 1 until it's completely finished. Only then do you move to number 2. No multitasking, no jumping around.
Sequential single-tasking focus.
Exactly. It forces you to prioritize what's truly important and trains your brain for deep, sustained work on those priorities. Yep. It builds momentum and ensures you're making real progress.
Wow. Okay, so we've really covered a lot. From understanding dopamine isn't just pleasure, it's seeking.
The motivation chemical.
To how modern life, especially tech, hijacks that system, leading to sensory overload.
Right, needing more and more just to feel engaged.
And then the detox solutions, the total reset or the targeted approach.
And the strategies to make it stick, like barriers and calm mornings.
Plus the kindness and self-awareness needed long term.
And finally, linking it all back to that structured, prioritized productivity method.
It really feels like a practical framework from Maurice's dopamine detox for, well, taking back some control in this crazy, stimulating world. So as we wrap up this deep dive, here's something to maybe mull over. If our brains really are being constantly rewired for more and more stimulation, what's just one small, intentional, low-stimulation moment you could build into your day, starting tomorrow? Maybe it is just 5 minutes without the phone when you wake up. Or choosing a quiet walk over scrolling during a break, just a little pocket of calm. What could that small change do for your focus, for your sense of engagement with your own life? Something to think about.